Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Crown of Embers by Ray Carson, narrated by Jennifer Ikeda.
Chapter 1. My entourage of guards struggles to keep pace as I fly down the corridors of my palace. Servants in starched frocks and shined shoes line the way, bowing like dominoes as I pass. From far away comes a low thrum, filtering even through walls of stone and mortar, steady as falling water, hollow as distant thunder. It's the crowd outside, chanting my name. I barrel around a corner and collide with a gleaming breastplate. Firm hands grasp my shoulders, saving me from tumbling backward. My crown is not so lucky. The monstrous thing clatters to the ground, yanking strands of hair painfully with it. He releases my shoulders and rubs at the red spot on his neck.
That crown of yours is a mighty weapon, says Lord Commander Hector of the Royal Guard.
Sorry, I say, blinking up at him. He and the other guards shaved their mustaches to mark our recent victory, and I've yet to adjust to this new, younger-looking Hector. Ximena, my gray-haired nurse, bends down to retrieve the crown and brushes it off. It's thick with gold and inlaid with a single cabochon ruby. No dainty queen's diadem for me. By tradition, I wear the crown of a fully empowered monarch.
I expected you an hour ago, he says as I take his offered arm.
We travel the corridor at a bruising pace. General Luz Manuel kept me. He wanted to change the parade route again. He stops cold and I nearly trip.
Again?